Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rene Lafayette, and I'm pleased to welcome you to another episode of Civics with Mr. Lafayette. Today's subject is the New England Town Meeting Explained. As you know, I am an 8th grade civics teacher in Leominster, Massachusetts. In addition to teaching, I am also an elected official in my hometown of Hubbardston, Massachusetts. So in today's podcast, I'm not only presenting information as an educator, but also as an actual practitioner. The town meeting is a uniquely New England contribution to American government. Its roots can be traced back to the Massachusetts Bay Colony, and the first known town meeting took place in 1622 in the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts. Having left England for religious freedom in the New World, the Puritans quickly developed a method of town meetings to address communities' specific issues. Under the town meeting form of government, all registered voters have an equal right to attend the meeting, an equal voice to debate issues, and an equal vote to decide those issues. It is considered the purest form of democracy and puts into practice the concept of one person, one vote. The town meeting existed 154 years before the birth of the United States. It continues to govern towns in Massachusetts and throughout the other New England states of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The town meeting will come to order, intones the moderator or elected presiding officer of the town's legislative branch of government. And then, with one or three raps of his gavel, depending on preference and tradition, the flame of freedom burns bright once more as the people's business is presented before them for their consideration. A few facts for you to consider. In 2021, Massachusetts consists of 351 municipalities, 59 cities, 292 towns. Of the towns, 259 are governed by the open town meeting form of government, which I have previously described. 33 have representative town meetings, where although all registered voters may attend and speak at the meeting, elected representatives only can vote on the issues. A few town meeting terms for you to consider are the warrant. This is the term for a town meeting's agenda. The warning is the legal notice directed to the constables of a town to literally post in public places to warn residents that the town meeting or special town meeting will take place. The warning includes the date, location, and time that the town meeting will begin. Today, the warning is oftentimes also posted electronically on the town's website. Another term is articles. Articles refer to the items placed on the warrant. Town meetings are governed by state law, local law, referred to as town bylaws, and a specific parliamentary authority called town meeting time, which covers specific situations, including the rules for debate, and which motions rank where as either a main motion, subsidiary motion, or a privileged motion. Other participants at town meeting are the Board of Selectmen, now frequently called the Select Board. Composed of 3 to 5 elected members, collectively the Select Board exercises the executive branch functions on the town level. There is also the Finance Committee, or FinCom, which is appointed or elected depending on the community, whose members recommend passage of actions having a financial impact on the town budget. Unlike most public and private meetings, which conclude when a motion to adjourn is made, seconded, and affirmatively voted by a majority present, a town meeting is adjourned when the warrant is concluded and the moderator, seeing no further business before the town meeting, declares it adjourned. Seeing no further business before us, the chair declares this town meeting adjourned.